Nani, nani, nindino e magani duke. Nabe kwaba au minoa. Ngipi te shindano o. Nishinabe moin, o jibwe moin, nishinakada monk. So this is Nabek and I'm here to talk about Ojibwe language again. Shkeda shwi widu kago yego oji Ojibwe mo tadi ege ma in daig, ema in noki eg, dibigo ayayeg. So I'm hoping to inspire you to use our language wherever you are, whether you're at home or at work, as the Anishinaabe people. We are gifted this beautiful language, and it holds the core of who we are as the Anishinaabe people. And in order to keep ourselves on the path of recovery from all the things that have happened to our people, we need to bring our language along with us. So I really want to encourage you, if you're one of those people that have been sitting on the fence, and geez, you know, I'd really like to learn some language, just learn a little bit every day. Learn whole phrases. Don't just learn words for animals and numbers and that's good enough. Learn more. There's so much more that people could be using in their daily lives. It feels good. I remember what it was like to not know any language, and I also know what it's like to know a little bit of language, and I prefer knowing the language as to not. So I encourage you, be brave. Use what you got. And we're all going to be better off as a result. So recently I've been talking about different kinds of phrasings about how people appear, what they look like. And we've been kind of springboarding off of this idea of the question, Anine Jinagosit, what does he or she look like? Or how does he or she look? However you want to translate that, it's up to you. And so far we've went through Ginuzi, he or she is tall. Dakuzi, he or she is short. Minogamo, he or she is plump. And Winino, he or she is fat. And I think that's it. So Nongo Midasha Niwitajindano o Bakakodoso. Bakakodoso. And Bakakodoso Dawia is when somebody is skinny. Bakakodoso. So I'm sure there's some deep breakdown of this actual word. I haven't taken the time to do that. So I've only used the word Bakakodoso to talk about that someone appears skinny. Okay? So maybe you can ask that for yourself. Now that I'm saying it out loud, that makes me want to go talk to my teachers and have them break that word down a little bit more. See, we all have things to learn. So I'm learning right with you, folks. Bakakodoso, here or she is skinny. So how would we use this? So we could talk about Anin Ejinagosid George. What does George look like? Bakakodoso na, is he skinny? Bakakodoso na, is he skinny? No, all we did was add na to this. Bakakodoso na, is he skinny or is she skinny? It can be understood either way. But what we did by adding that na to the end of it, we now have turned it into a yes or no question. And that actually is the Anishinaabe question marker, na or inna. Bakakodoso na, is he or she skinny? Okay, so how do we answer that? And let's back up again. Ani nejinago sita o George. Bakakodoso na. How does George look? Is he skinny? And one possible answer could be, bakakodoso George. Yep, George is skinny. Or, ya, bakakodoso George. So the is for the guys. Ya is for the ladies. Both of them mean yes. Okay. Bakakodoso, he is skinny, George. That's who we're talking about. Notice where the name of the person goes. It goes in the back. Whereas in English, we'd say George is skinny. In Ojibwe, we say he is skinny, George. Now, one thing we want to understand is that English is backwards. It's not Ojibwemwin that's backwards. English is backwards. Okay? I always like saying that. But what if George is not skinny? And they ask, Hani Nishinago, sit George, Bakakutosona. And you would say, Gawin Bakakutososi, George. Gawin Bakakutososi, George. Now, what we need to pay attention to, and I've mentioned this in a lot of my different, my other presentations, the C is the thing that's doing the negating. So the action is to be skinny, bakakotozo. So when we put the C on the end of that, it makes someone not skinny. And then we bracket it with gawin. So gawin and C both have to be present. Gawin bakakotozo si George. George is not skinny. And you know that gawin is no. Most of us have heard that. Gawin means no. Gawin bakakotozo si George. George is not skinny. Minogamo George. And minogamo is someone is pleasingly plump. Minogamo George. So you can put any animate being in a phrase like this and ask if they're skinny. Bakakotozo ina gedai, is your dog skinny? Bakakotozo ina gedai. Okay, and some people call it gedani mush. Gedai can mean either your dog, it also can be used to talk about your horse. Gedai. Okay. Bakakotozo ina gedai. Bakakotozo ina gigashi genshim. Is your cat skinny? So you could say gawin bakakotozo si ingashi genshim. My cat is not skinny. And again, what if there's more than one? Bakakotozo wag inna. Bakakotozo wag inna. Now notice we put wag on the end. Wag means they, or it also denotes that you're talking about more than one person. Bakakotozo wag inna. So, and then we put whoever we're talking about at the end. Bakakotozo wag inna nishnabig. Are the Indians skinny? And we would say, Bakakotozo wag. They are skinny. Okay? So, what if they are not skinny? Gawin bakakotozo si wak. Gawin bakakotozo si wak nishnabik. Okay, now again, there you hear si connecting to the action word and making it not happen. In this case, bakakotozo, to be skinny. Gawin bakakotozo si wak. They are not. And then you hear the wug attached to the end of C because we're talking about them guys, the Anishinaabeg. They are not skinny. Gawin bakakotozo si wug Anishinaabeg. They are not. Okay? So again, you know, this. There are many, many different ways to denote somebody that's skinny. This word bakakotozo is but one of them. Okay? So take this and use it and bounce it off of the people that you're learning from and get some more, because there are more different ways, and then run it through these paces like I am. These are just the real basics. How do we say he is that? How do we say they is that? How do we say they are not that? How do you say, you know, there's all kinds of things that can be added to these basic phrases that provide color and put more flavor in your language. Okay, I'm just giving you the bare bones, and hopefully it's helping you. And so I really, really want to encourage everyone. Especially those of you that are of Anishinaabe blood, use this language. It was gifted to us. It is a powerful gift. it will help us kind of heal up from history and all the things that we are presently struggling with as a result of history. So be brave, use your language, and I will talk to you soon. Mi gwech apji bizendawyeg, mi sunin nabik, mi il, mi sagona iu.